the fascinating cases for me, Jeff, are the people who may have like a mole on their face, and you're able to find a picture, let's say, of the person they think they're, you know, reincarnated from, and that person has a mole in the same spot, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, there are cases of apparently birthmarks being carried through from one incarnation to another. Dr. Ian Stevenson, who is probably the pioneer in this whole subject, had a number of cases of children who were born with birthmarks that matched or mimicked the injuries or wounds they received in their past life. In other words, someone was shot in the head, the new incarnation would actually have these matching wounds in their skull. They're birthmarks, of course. They're not bullet holes. But they would match and line up exactly with the previous personality's cause of death. So that's an interesting area to explore.
People who believe that they have reincarnated, how far back do some of them go? I mean, since, you know, the eons, the, you know, the days of Christ, maybe even before, do they see ever? Does anybody ever say, I was a caveman or a cavewoman?
I don't know of any cases of people claiming to be, you know, Neanderthals or anything like that, although I have heard of cases of people claiming to have been residents of Atlantis, things of that nature. I know in the demographic study done by Dr. Helen Wambach back in the 70s, she regressed people back as far as 500 B.C., so apparently, there really is no limit to how far you can go back. But if you're talking dozens and dozens of incarnations in that period, it can, you know, I mean, you can be, you know, there a long time trying to get to the first one.
Okay, here you are, a graphic artist, so you'll be able to paint us a picture here, a mental picture. A person dies. Explain to us, paint this picture, the reincarnation process.
Okay, well, I just...
In your opinion.
You would start with the death process. Certainly you would realize as you left the body that you're not the body, and then you would realize that you're not your mind or your personality. You're a separate entity. You're a soul, okay? And then you would move out of that physicality that you had grown used to. You would go through a period of transitioning from a world of time and space to a world of timelessness. Once you arrive there, I believe that you become cognizant of what happened to you. You understand why you did the things you did. And I believe you at that point can even make a decision about what you want to come back into, what kind of venue, what gender, what race. To some degree, you can make choices about how you come back in. Once you make up your mind, you decide what venue you want to do. You would seek out a developing fetus, and you would integrate yourself back into that body and reemerge, you know, at birth back into the physicality again and start the whole process over again.
How many years might go by for that to occur, or is it instantaneously almost?
It really depends on the individual soul. Each soul is different. They each have their own unique personalities in and of themselves. They're like fingerprints. There's no two souls that are identical. They each have their own agenda. Some of them will come back into physicality very quickly, especially younger souls or children often are known to come back into physicality very quickly, whereas older souls tend to take more time. They may go as long as 10, 15, 20 years between incarnations. In my own past life regression, I recounted three personalities with an average of about 20 years between incarnations. So that's kind of a standard, kind of an average.
Where does that soul go during that lapse, that interlude?
Well, it's a misconception that the soul goes someplace. Really, nothing goes anywhere. Everything exists in one point in time and space. You're just simply in a different format when you die. You don't leave Earth and go to some other place. So you really, there is no time outside of the physical world. So when you're dead, when you're not in physicality, there is no sense of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Is there sense, though, at all? I mean, do you perceive that you're out of your body and that you haven't gone into a new one yet?
Yeah, I believe that you recognize that you're in your natural state. you're essentially home. This is the way you were really designed to be originally. Coming into physicality is more of the artificial experience.
What is keeping you during that lapse of going into the light or going to heaven or wherever you may be?
Well, in essence, you're in heaven. You know, Jesus says that, you know, the kingdom of God is at hand. The whole point here is to recognize the fact that we live in heaven or hell, depending on how we perceive things. When we die, we are already in the light, so to speak. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to continue to experience ourselves through these different incarnations and to experience other things that brings us back into physicality.
Is there a hall of souls out there, Jeff, where these souls are just stored and they're in waiting? I mean, how do we know we have enough souls for bodies?
Well, you got to understand what the soul is. The soul is actually a manifestation or a part of God, if you will. Think of the soul as an individual cell in God's body. And there's not a finite number of these souls. There's an infinite number. So there's no such thing as running out of souls or not having, you know, enough souls for bodies. We're talking universally here. There's not just people reincarnating here on planet Earth, but they're reincarnating on other planets throughout the universe, you know, maybe trillions and trillions of planets total throughout the entire, you know, universe. All this is happening.
Are these souls being shared throughout the universe?
Well, they're not shared. Well, I guess it's kind of a difficult concept.
Well, and by that I mean if someone is an earthbound person, he dies, does he get reincarnated in a physical body on another planet, or does he stay on this planet?
I think that most people prefer to stay within a particular venue. In other words, it's kind of like going to a college. You don't want to change colleges every quarter or every semester because you would lose that continuity in your education. So I think that souls prefer to stay at a certain place in time and space for a number of incarnations. Now, at some point, they may move on to another environment, another planet, if you will. But most of the past life regressions that I've seen, very few people recount past lives lived on other planets. They're almost always earthbound, which leads me to believe that there's a reason that we stay in one venue, because we're used to it. It's something that we've become comfortable with. If we were to go to a different planet, it might be so different physically from what we experience here that it would be traumatic, and it's something that we would need to adjust to over a period of incarnation.